Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, to our listening audience around the globe. Hey, get ready because we've got a show for you right now. Ladies and gentlemen, contact us every day, each and every day on StudioWBuzz.com or go to one of our apps. And now, without further ado, let me bring to the set the host of this show, Ms. Penny. Let's talk about it. Hey, Ms. Penny.
Hi, let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it. What are we talking about today?
Pleasing yourself.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm going to sit back and listen. I'm going to sit back and listen, okay?
Yes.
Please continue.
This is the girl, Penny. Let me know how your weather is doing. We had a beautiful day here in Virginia. The weather was really nice. It wasn't too hot. Let me know where you at and how your weather is doing. Did you get some rain or you snow? Just let us know how you're doing and hope you're doing good where you're at. You're listening live today from around the globe. Share our station with your families and friends. You can also share us on the Apple App Store, download studio.w or Android Play Store, studio.w, also available on Alexa. And don't forget to visit the studiowbuzz.com. That's studiowbuzz, B-U-Z-Z.com, to hear this show again. If you want to, you didn't catch it, or it's a show you did not catch, you want to hear, you could catch it in the archives. And please subscribe, and leave us some comments to let us know how you like the show and some things that you would like to hear and conversations that you would like to talk about. We're going to get started on talking about having to please yourself. Why you don't please yourself and you're always trying to please others. And we as, especially the women, we intend to always try to please others. And we please as our kids, we try to please our spouses, our husbands, our families, and men do too. Don't get me wrong, I'm not only talking to the women, I'm also talking to the men too. We intend to put ourselves on the back burner. We intend to not want to make our own self happy. Until we start pleasing ourselves and doing for ourselves and making ourselves happy, we cannot make others happy. It's sort of like you just go into the motion because you're not happy. You pretend to be happy, but at the same time, if your family is happy, you feel as though that you are expected to be happy. We please as our kids. We do things to make sure they're happy, but look around. Who's really doing for you to make you happy? Who's making me happy? Can't nobody really make me happy but myself, no matter what I'm doing for others. We always pleasing others. I hear a lot of, and what really brought this to me is because when you talk to your kids about college, we always tell them the things that we would like to them for them to go to college to do, be. Go to college to be a lawyer, go to college to be a school teacher. But is that really pleasing them or is it pleasing you? So you have to think about when you please others, the satisfaction don't come as good to you as when you please yourself. And I know that I can really relate to this because, and y'all know I always got a story. When it comes to, I love spicy food and I like to cook spicy food. But when it comes to cooking it, I have to sit my pleasure and my taste to the side, because my husband and back then when my kids was younger, my kids didn't like spicy food. Not like how I like it. One or two of them maybe, but I had to accept that to please them, to make sure they eat. We always doing stuff to please others. Look around and just look and think about it. When do you get pleased, or when do you please yourself? It's easier, and I think that people feel as though it's easier just to go along with the flow. If my kids is happy, my husband is happy, my wife is happy, my boss is happy, everybody is happy, then I'm okay. Well, it's not okay. And I had to learn that for myself. Because when I'm happy, I can tell the difference of the things that I do with my family, or I do for my family, because I'm also getting pleased. I'm also getting the pleasure out of it. I'm also getting the enjoyment out of it. And we intend to do that. And especially, I have to say this, the grandparents, we are so much of a pleaser to our grandkids. We always trying to make them happy. Always. It just, I think it's in the grandparent handbook. But take out the time and think about, when the last time have you done something to please yourself, something to make you happy, something that you really like doing. And everybody say, okay, we're going to enjoy this. We're going to do this because Mom want to do it, or Dad want to do it, but they're still happy to do it and they're still enjoying it. But it's your pleasing. This is what you like. This is something that makes you happy. And sometimes I'll sit back and even go to a restaurant that I know I really don't like. I mean, I know it's some of y'all out there that can really actually say this, that you've even went to restaurants that you really didn't like, but you went because this is the type of food that they like to eat. This is the type of food my kids or my husband or somebody else, a friend, even your friends, like to do, or go shopping or go visit something. Please yourself. Make yourself happy. And when you happy, you feel good. You even have a better, your mind is set in a whole different place when you're happy. When you please yourself. I know when I hear people say that, oh, I went and did this, but I really don't want to go. Well, if you don't want to go and it's not going to make you happy, it's okay to say, hey, I'll sit this one out. Or it's okay to say, I don't want to watch this movie. And I can say that I don't have the TV movie problem. I don't have, because I make sure that you have your TV, you watch your shows, I'm going to watch my shows. But you, even with kids, and if any of the young people out there listening, and I'm not telling you not to go to college, please don't. And I'm not telling anybody to disrespect their parents' wishes. I'm not saying that. I'm not telling anybody to not please your man or not please your woman. That is not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, are you happy? Are you pleasing yourself? Are they pleasing you? Are they making you happy? Because we can give all the love, spread all the love we want, but are you receiving that type of love? Are you receiving that love back? I got, hey, from Columbus, Georgia, we got somebody listening from Columbus, Georgia. All right. Thanks for listening. But you have to make sure that you're happy. And sometimes I sit back and I think about the things that I've done over my life for my kids and my husband and for others, but what have they given back to me? And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that my husband and my kids don't give to me or they don't make me happy at some point, but I can weigh the scale of it, if that makes sense to you. Weigh that scale of it. And we all gonna have those days where you have the days that you're not gonna be happy. You're not gonna be happy every day. Don't take this away, take away from this that Miss Penny, let's talk about it. Miss Penny say I'm supposed to be happy every day. No, that's not what Miss Penny is saying. Miss Penny is saying that you should be happy. You should be pleased instead of pleasing others all the time. Please yourself. You don't need other people to please you. Really, you don't. Cause I get my pleasure out of going shopping. That's a pleasure of mine. When I go shopping, I'm happy. I am joyful. Nobody's telling me, oh, this costs too much or you don't need that. I'm happy because I can go in there and say, I want this, I want that, I want this, and that's my joy. So what have you done lately to please yourself? And you have to think about it. We really do have to think about it. And like, it don't take Mother's Day or Father's Day or Valentine's Day or Christmas or a holiday. Life itself is a holiday every day. Every day, life is a holiday. And we should be joyful every day. But you're going to have those bad days. But when you have those bad days, you know how to get through them. You know things to do to make yourself happy. Everybody has their things in life that makes them happy. Like most of the older women, when I was growing up, they used to crochet and knit and things like that. And they used to get a joy out of it. Some people like listening to music. It may give them a joy to listen to music. Some people likes to exercise. That's a joy for them. Is figure out what is your happiness. What makes you happy? And then if you feel like your husband, your significant other, your wife is not, or your kids is not pleasing you, then there's a conversation there. There's some lack of communication. This is the time to let them know what they can do to make you happy. What they can do to please you. Hey, Panasia, I see you listening. Thanks. Let them know. We got Annette Williams. Say hello, everybody. I love you all here. Please pray for me. We will do. We'll pray for you. Our prayers are going up now, Annette. So, hey, Joyce, you have to think about that conversation that you can have with your family and friends or your husband or your kids or your wife to let them know, hey, I'm not happy doing this. Let's do something different. Let's try something new. So sometimes if you sit back and let your happiness and them pleasing you go slide on by you, then guess what? You're not gonna be happy. Oh, we got Annette, she's from Vegas. She's shared from Vegas. Wow. Thanks for listening. But this brought a lot of thoughts to me because I was talking to somebody and they was telling me, y'all know always somebody always talking to me, and they was telling me about going to college and what they wanted to go to college to do, but they wanted to go major in a certain major because this is what their family wanted them to do. But do you think, give me some type of feedback, do you think they're going to be successful at this? Or are they going to go to school and do their best? Because this is not what they want to major in. This is not what they want to do. They're trying to please others instead of pleasing themselves. So you have to think about what pleases me. What pleases me with what I want to do in life, what the things that I like, the things that I want, the things that that's going to get me to where I want to be. Because at some time in life, it's time is going to be ran out. And you're going to be like, I let everything pass me by. So you have to think about it. I know sometimes I love pleasing people, and I have to get away from that because I don't like to see others not being satisfied or not being happy. My happiness too is to see other people happy. I don't like to see others hurt. And that's where it comes when you have to think about yourself, or you can think about others. Don't get me wrong. It's okay to please your family. It's okay to please your kids, because it's a lot of kids out here and a lot of parents out here nowadays. They're wishing that their kids would listen to them. They will do what they say to do, or try to listen and do some of the things that they do, they want, would like for them to do. When you got some kids out here that won't try to please nobody. They don't, and I'm not only talking about the kids, I'm talking about the adults too. Joyce say, if they're old enough to go to college, then they're old enough to decide what they want in life. Very true. But who, think about it, Joyce, who's footing the bill for them to go to college? That plays a big part in that too. It plays a big part in it too. That's just like if your husband or your wife or significant other goes and buy you a BMW, but you wanted a Mercedes car, if they're going to pay that car note, you're going to drive that BMW. So sometimes pleasing can be a little tricky. It really can. Even in relationships, when someone is in a relationship, it seems as though to make this relationship work, especially in the beginning, they will go all out their way to please that other person, to make this relationship work. But in the end, they're not getting any pleasure back from what all they're putting into it. They're putting a lot of pleasing. Okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to take them here. Take them there. Here. Buy them this. Buy them that. But they're not getting any pleasure back from that person. It takes two to please each other in a relationship. Joyce said, parents, let your children grow up. We all have to live our life to be the best we can be. That's true. That is very true, Joyce. But getting back to the relationship part of it, even with some husbands and wives in their relationship, one seem like sometimes one is always trying to please the other one. And that's where the communication, that's where the breakdown comes in. It takes both of us to be on that pleasing map. Or shall I say that pleasing scale? Because you cannot outbalance a pleasing scale within a relationship. That scale have to be balanced. And that's where we get it twisted at in relationships. I'm gonna do everything I can, but okay, I gave to him, I cook for him or her, I do this, I do that, but they don't give anything back. So that means that scale of relationship and of pleasing is going unbalanced. So you have to balance that scale to make that relationship work. Because at one point, somebody's gonna fall off of that scale. And when they fall off of that scale, it's gonna be like, the relationship is over. Somebody put it about the kids in school, they would drop out out or never work in that field. Yes, that's true. But you don't want them to do that. So that's where you want that communication. Even though you're the parent and they're the child and you're footing the bill and you're supporting them, you want that communication. Sit down and have that talk, because they can, if you give them some type of options, they may end up going back to that major. So sometimes we forget about communication. And I always, and if y'all have been listening to me before, you know, that's strong to me. That's powerful. Communication is very powerful. And you can, no matter what go on in your life and with whom it go on with, if you got that communication going on between the two of you, man, that is powerful. Wow, it's powerful. That's with your husband, your wife, your significant other, your kids, your grandkids, your friends, your family. Communication is powerful. So you can work things out if you communicate. What is the problem? What is the issue? What seems to be happening between us? Wow. Communication is power. It is so powerful. It is really, really powerful. And you just have to take out the time to listen, to hear, and do it both with understanding. Because you don't want them to fall off of that scale. That scale should be balanced. And once that scale tilt either way now, it'll tilt on you. Because somebody's not communicating, somebody's not listening, somebody's not understanding what the pleasing part or what the pleasing conversation is about. The communication. Because you please yourself. If you do something that's gonna make you happy and please and think about yourself. That's when you're not happy, believe it or not, and you feel like you haven't been pleased. Sometimes that bring up arguments, that bring up disagreement, that brings up negative conversation that you don't want to have, because all it takes is communication. And sometimes we forget about that. We forget about each other. We forget that other person have feelings too. That other person has ideals. That other person has things that they would like to do. And that's where it comes in, a little bit of controlling. Have you thought about that? Why you don't please yourself? That's the question. Why you don't try to please yourself instead of pleasing others? That's a question to ask. Why am I running and ripping for this person when they don't do it for me? That is a question to ask. And you can ask yourself that question. Nobody has to ask you. Why are you sitting on this scale of pleasing by yourself? Why am I just sitting up here hanging on this scale of pleasing, being a pleaser? When other people hurt, I hurt. When other people need, I give. When other people want, I make sure they have. When other people sad, I'm going to make them happy. It's crazy, for real. Think about it. Think about how many times you have went way out your way to please somebody. And not one time, maybe that person has tried to please you or made you happy or done for you. They left you on that scale hanging. And they didn't get on there with you. And it's hard in relationships. I think that's the hardest part of pleasing, when you pleasing your spouse or your significant other, your girlfriend, boyfriend, wife, or husband. When you're pleasing them and you feel like they're not pleasing you back, I think that's the hardest one for anybody to go through. Your kids, you know, they're gonna, oh, thank you, mom, thank you, dad. No matter what we do, you know, they're gonna thank us. Some of them gonna be happy that we did it, but they're not. We're gonna please them anyway. That's in our nature. We're gonna do and give and take care of them. That's in our nature. Joyce say, you just described me. I'm describing me too, Joyce. I really am. That's so funny about this conversation, because people can sit back, if they really sit back and think about their pleasers. They have been pleasers. And yes, you're going to get your Mother's Day gift. You're going to get your Father's Day gift. You're going to maybe get Christmas, birthdays, holiday gifts, Valentine. You may get that. But still, I'm one of them people that I'm a pleaser. And I can literally sit here on this radio station, Studio W, and say that I am a pleaser. I am. And sometimes I think about it and I be like, wow. But then, I don't know if any of y'all feel like this. When you don't help people, it kind of bothers you. If anybody feel like that, let me know. Let me know how y'all liking the conversation. Let me know what y'all think about it. You know, that's what we do here on Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny. We're going to keep it real. We keeping it real. We sizzling this conversation. Sizzling hot. We got this conversation sizzling. Just let me know, because think about it. How many of y'all feel as though you are a pleaser? I can say I am, and there's no shame. And I feel bad when I'm unable to make someone else happy or to give to somebody. It bothers me. Yes, Joyce, it do hurt when you can't help. But sometimes you want to stop being that pleaser. You want to stop doing so much to make everybody happy. What about my happiness? What about my feelings? What about doing for me? What about pleasing me, making me happy, giving to me, doing for me? I'm not a needy person, so if I did need, would you be there to give to me? Would you be there to do for me? Those are some of the questions to ask yourself. Because you do it for everybody else. And I'm not telling anybody to be religious or anything, but a lot of times that's where I get so a lot of blessing, because I give to a lot of people and I do for people and I please these people and try to help them as much as I can when I can. And I think I get a lot of blessings behind it. And that's where my, that is part of my pleasure of pleasing, because I like those good blessings. Joyce said, you do want to stop every day, but your heart won't let you. That's true. It won't. And when somebody asks me for something and I can't give it, I'm gonna figure out a way. I always figure out a way. But being a pleaser is a hard job. It is really a hard job. And a lot of people don't realize how hard it is that they are a pleaser. And I don't know about you, Joyce, but I have even went as far as worried because I couldn't get it done or I couldn't please a person. It has worried me. And I don't know why, but it has. And it do a lot of times, because that's just in my nature. That's just the way I am. Ask yourself the question, when the last time someone has pleased you? Someone have taken out their time to make you happy. It's hard being a pleaser. And a lot of times, a pleaser won't accept help. A pleaser will not accept help. Most of the time, they won't. Joyce says it's very stressful because they feel as though that's their job. You're taking their job from them. That's why a pleaser don't accept help. They don't want it. Even though they may be down or they don't have it at the time, or they don't want to accept people help at all. Because when you take a pleaser's job from them, you taking a lot. It's just like biting a big apple and just leaving the bite the apple off and put it down. You just took a big bite out of them. And it's funny that they know this. They know all of this. But yet and still, everything that I have said here and said today, a pleaser knows all of these things. But they still won't stop pleasing. Even when I cook a dinner, I cook a big dinner, and my family is a witness, I will cook a really big dinner, and I sit back, and I'm so pleased and smiling to see them just eat up all the food. Sometimes I won't even eat. They'll look at me and say, Mom, you gonna eat? My husband will say, Penny, you not gonna eat? No, I'm sitting there smiling from ear to ear because that food is good and they are pleased and I'm watching them eating it and I'm getting the joy of my life watching them eat that food. And I'm tired. I'm wore out. I've put it together. I'm tired from all the cooking, the cutting, slicing, but to watch them eat it give me great pleasure. I am the happiest at that moment. And that's the way a pleaser is. A pleaser is like that. That's just the way they are. And we try not to be, but it's just the way it is. I've been a pleaser for a long time. A long time. Some of you listeners, let me know how long you've been a pleaser. What joy do you get? When do your joy come when you are pleasing? What do you do and it just overjoy you to see that you've done this as a pleaser? You made these people happy. What did you do or what action did you take to be that pleaser for these people? Let me know. I would love to know. And if anybody out there that used to be a pleaser and all of a sudden you stopped, let us know. Let the listeners know. What did you do to stop? And how did it make you feel after you stopped being a pleaser? Help some of the rest of us. That's pleaser. Maybe what you did and the pleasure you're getting now that of not being a pleaser, what is it? We would love to know. I know I would. I would love to know. I would really love to know. And you know, I have to give, let y'all know you're listening on Studio B, Studio W. We're listening audience around the globe. Please share our station with your family and friends from your Apple store. You can download Studio.W or Android Play Store, Studio W. Also, we're available on Alexa. And don't forget to visit StudioWBuzz.com to hear this show again. You can go under the archive shows. And if your friends, you want to let your friends know about the show and they are not listening today, they could go to StudioWBuzz.com and click on the archive and shows and they can listen to the show. Please subscribe and leave a comment. Let us know how you like the show. Share it with you. Keep inviting your friends and family to listen. Share it. Let us know how you like. Let's talk about it with Miss Penny. But I'm not rounding it up yet. And I want to thank all my listeners. I want to thank all the listeners that listen to Studio W. We thank y'all for listening. Keep sharing with your friends and let them also get the enjoyment. This radio station plays music. It has comedy, talk shows. And really, Friday, if you want to listen to some good down-home music, tune in to Studio W. Some good music. But we're not wrapping it up yet. But I just want people to know that it's okay for you to be pleased. It's okay for you to get your happiness. It's okay for you to be happy. It's okay for others to please you. Don't always say no because you're the pleaser. Don't be too quick not to accept when someone is trying to do for you or give to you. It's okay to be that person that's on the other side, the receiving side. It don't make you a bad person. It really don't. It don't make you less of a pleaser. I'm going to put it to you like that. It don't make you less of a pleaser because you accept things and you accept help from others. Or for you to be in need, it don't make you less of a pleaser because everybody gets in need at one time or another. There's nobody out there that don't sometimes need a helping hand or somebody to give them something nice, or to take them to a nice place, or to tell them how much they appreciate what they have done. It ain't always about giving things, material things. Sometimes just for people to tell me, thank you, I really appreciate what you're doing, that's pleasing. That is pleasing. It's not always about somebody giving to you, but as a pleaser, you want to hear the words, thank you, I appreciate what you've done. I really do. If you have a pleaser, then let that pleaser know that you appreciate the things that they've done for you or doing for you, or have done for you, because sometimes pleasers don't mind. They really is okay with a good thank you. They are okay with a good thank you. That put a smile and joy in their heart. Because some of the takers that takes what the pleasers give or do never say thank you. They never say thank you. And those two words means a lot. Because that is letting that person know. Sometimes it's kind of let them know that you're not using them. Because you could be a taker and a user. Hello? Because that pleaser, you know, is going to give it to you. But sometimes you just got to say, thank you. I appreciate the things that you do. And I think that's the joy that I get, mainly from my husband, because he's always, even after dinner, he'll say, thank you, honey. The food was really good. Even though I'm over there already getting my pleasure because I'm watching you eat it and seeing the look on your face that you're already enjoying it, it's just a little bit of thank you, the food was good, honey. It gives me joy in my heart when someone tells me thank you. I don't know about the rest of y'all pleasers, the rest of the pleasers, but I get a pleasure out of someone just telling me thank you sometimes to let me know that they appreciate me and that they appreciate the things that I'm doing for them. If it's just cooking a meal or going and buy them something or keeping the house clean or cooking or taking them out to dinner, paying a bill, you know, it's the little bitty things too. And it brings you joy for someone to just tell you thank you. Is that so hard to do, to tell somebody thank you? You appreciate them? So, as a pleaser, I just want you to take out the time. If you are a pleaser, let somebody please you. And it's not a bad thing to be a pleaser. It's really not. It's not a bad thing. But sometimes you have to please yourself. Why do we always have to please others? These are some of the things that you should sit back and think about and say to yourself, am I happy? Am I getting pleased? Am I getting the things that I enjoy? Am I doing the things that I like to do? Am I just doing this because they want to do it? Now, that works both ways now, because don't get it wrong if, even though your significant other may like this restaurant and you don't like it, sometimes we gotta bend a little bit So don't go out and say, I'm not pleasing you. I'm not going to that restaurant. Sometimes you have to bite the bullet and, okay, I'm going to go to this restaurant. We're going to, okay, what we'll do, we'll go to your restaurant this time. The next time we'll go to a restaurant that I like. That's balancing it. Both of y'all on that same pleasing scale again. So you still balancing it. You're not, it's not tilting where they're getting all the pleasure and you're pleasing them when they not pleasing you. So sometimes that's where, remember I told y'all how powerful that word communication is. Because they may not know you don't like the restaurant. They may not know. If you never told them, you always go there, eat a meal. But if you don't say anything, they're going to think it's okay. They're going to think, okay, this is cool. She liked this restaurant. All right, take her or take him to this restaurant. So, or if you go buy them a sweater or outfit and they wear it because you bought it, don't mean that they like it. That's where the pleasing come in at and being on that scale and the conversation, the communication come in at. Because you got to have that communication in any relationship. That's including your kids too. That's including your mama, your daddy, grandmamas. Because you know we just please. We love to please our grandkids. They are our joy. We'll please our grandkids. This is funny. Grandparents will please their grandkids quicker than we are their kids. True? Yes. But sometimes you got to put everybody on a scale and level it out and have that communication. But just because, I want you to remember this, just because you're a pleaser, don't become letting people use you. That's not what I'm saying. Sometimes we have to say the word no. Or we don't like it. Or we are not going to do it. So you just gotta take out the time. Sit back and just think about. Am I being pleased? You can't be a pleaser all the time. Please yourself. If it be one day out of the week, it can be your day. To please yourself, your day of joy, your day of happiness, it's your day. And don't let it be just Mother's Day or Father's Day. Don't let it only be on those days. And if you're listening and you haven't pleased someone in a while or pleased yourself, take out the time and do it. Happiness means a lot, especially in today's world. This your girl, Penny. Let's talk about it with Miss Penny. I enjoyed the conversation today. If y'all enjoyed it, let us know. Share with your friends and family. Invite friends and families to join us. Listen to Studio W. I'm telling you, listen to this radio station. Download it on your Apple, your Android, your Lexus, or you can go to studiowbuzz.com and subscribe. Leave a comment or message. I enjoyed y'all. If nobody told you today that they love you, remember, Penny love everybody. Y'all stay blessed. And just have a beautiful rest of the evening. Thank y'all.
Excellent broadcast, Miss Penny. Thank you so much for that. I was listening to the entire broadcast. It was absolutely amazing. And thank you. You'll be back on, let's see, Wednesday. Same time, same station, studiowbuzz.com. And your time is 4:55 to 5:55, folks. And, that's 4:55 here on, the East Coast. Let's see, what is that? 155 on the West Coast, and I think 355 Central Standard Time, if my time zones are correct. But Miss Penny, this is her third broadcast, and she's getting better and better and gooder and gooder, and we are thoroughly enjoyed. I listened to the entire broadcast. Yeah, point well taken, point well taken. And ladies and gentlemen, hey, check her out. You can download one of our free apps. That's Android Studio W. She mentioned that earlier. Apple is studio.w. Also, please go to the website, studiowbuzz.com. That's BUZZ.com, studiowbuzz.com. Under the on-air menu button, there's a drop-down that says Archive Show. So you should be able to hear this show within 24 hours in case you missed it. You want to hear it again or share it with a friend. Okay, please share this information because it is absolutely necessary. Now, also available on Alexa. Just tell Alexa, hey, play Studio W. Miss Penny, thank you again. Can't wait until your next broadcast. Some really good stuff. Okay, so thank you so much, and we'll see you Wednesday. All right, 4:55. All right, PM. Ladies and gentlemen, okay, how about a little Ramsey Lewis right now? Sun Goddess, remember that one? Oh, yeah. And keep it locked right here, folks. Tonight, Monday Night Madness. Oh, we're going to feature Electric, Electric Land Studios, Stevie Wonder, Erykah Badu. Yeah. Electric Lady Studio. I believe that's what it is. Let's get it. Come up in a few short hours, so I wouldn't go anywhere if I were you.